This is Tom Warren inviting you to 5 Gospel Minutes. And we continue today our study of great lessons from a great man, Saul of Tarsus, the man who became the Apostle Paul, perhaps the greatest follower of the Lord Jesus Christ there has ever been. And we've been involved in a study for 2 days of the matter of the fact that nothing can be a substitute for the truth. Not ancestry, not great teachers, not sincerity, not zeal. And today we note that not even a good conscience can be a substitute for the truth. Saul said, as the account is given in Acts chapter 23, verse 1, "And Paul, looking steadfastly on the council, said, Brethren, I've lived before God in all good conscience unto this day." You see, the fact that Paul persecuted the church while he was acting in good conscience constitutes all the proof we need that simply acting in good conscience is no substitute for the truth. Now, of course, we want to emphasize that no one can be saved who does not have a good conscience. You cannot simply live your life in doing what you believe to be wrong and still be right in the sight of God. But the point that we are emphasizing is this: while a good conscience is necessary, it is not sufficient. It cannot substitute for learning and obeying the truth of Jesus Christ. Further, we find that not even so-called justifying circumstances can be a substitute for the truth. If ever there were a person who had what might be termed justifying circumstances, it was Saul of Tarsus. And I have in mind here the fact that when Jesus appeared to him on the road to Damascus, when Saul came to the realization that Jesus Christ really had been raised from the dead, that he might have started off on this kind of an effort to justify himself. "Well, Lord, you know that I was raised as a Jew. You know I was taught every day of my life to live as a Jew. You know that I had every reason to believe that you were not really the Son of God, and so I'm simply justifying myself for my past action." But there was no effort of that kind at all in the mind of Paul. When Jesus said to him, "I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom thou persecutest," his immediate reaction was, "Lord, what shall I do?" In other words, it involved a confession of Jesus as Lord. It involved a confession of his own sin. It involved a confession of the fact that he needed to do something to be saved. And so let us all, every one of us, recognize that good conscience and zeal and sincerity and great teachers and ancestry and even so-called justifying circumstances cannot be a substitute for the truth. A second great lesson that we learn from Saul of Tarsus is this: that the sinner is not saved by faith alone. I realize there are many people today who believe that a man is saved the very moment he comes to faith in Christ. I realize there are many people, sincere and honest, who want to do the right thing, no doubt, who have been misled in this matter. But I want you to study, and I call your attention to the accounts in the book of Acts of the conversion of Saul, to chapter 9, chapter 22, and chapter 26, in which an account is given in each of these chapters of the conversion of Saul. And it's good for you to read all of them to see the various details that are brought out in each case. And one of the facts that is made clear is that one is not saved at the point of faith. One is not saved by faith alone. Of course, there are various passages in the Bible which by precept make this clear. For instance, in James chapter 2, verse 24, the Bible says, "You see that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only." You see there, the Bible plainly and unequivocally declares that one is justified by works and not by faith only. Of course, we're not justified by works without faith, but we're justified by living, active, obedient faith. And nowhere is that lesson more clearly taught than in the case of Saul of Tarsus. Be with us next time as we continue this very important study.